The Defense Department wants to get its acquisition professionals out of the habit of just following the easiest path to award contracts. Instead, the Pentagon wants contracting officers to think more about the risk of the program and how to mitigate those concerns by choosing the best contract type or communicating better with industry. Claire Grady is DOD's Director of Defense Procurement and Acquisition Policy. She tells Executive Editor Jason Miller about two guidebooks, one on contract types and one on source selection, that are expected to be out by the end of March.
What we wanted to do is elaborate on the thought process behind selecting the appropriate contract type with a real emphasis on risk. So how does risk manifest itself in the business deal, and what is the right contract type to align with that? Taking it one step further, we're also looking at the incentive structures associated with contracts to make sure that we're truly recognizing the risk and appropriately sharing it between government and industry. We want industry to be as motivated as we are to achieve the desired outcomes, and one of the ways to do that is to structure the incentives appropriately. So there's a lot of emphasis on incentives, not because that's the only contract type, but because we want it to really emphasize the thought process that should go into the structuring of those incentives so we can achieve the desired outcomes.
I know you're still in the final stages of putting the book together, but generally speaking, is it going to go over, let's say, firm fixed price? When should you use it? When shouldn't you use it? Will it go each contract type by each contract type, or will it be in a different format?
It does address by different major contract types, firm fixed price being on one end of the spectrum, cost reimbursable on the other, and goes through the different contract types and the different elements of those contract types to make sure that contracting officer in concert with the program manager is making a decision on a contract type, that they really are making an informed decision that has considered all the variables. So it's not a checklist, but it's certainly a guide to help the thinking associated with when you would select a particular contract type over another.
Do you include, for instance, case studies or other, you said not a checklist, but other things to help them make that decision? Because you or I can read something and go, okay, well, this could be time and materials, or this could be labor hours, or it could be both, or could be cost plus incentive fee. I mean, anything, right? So how do you help the acquisition professionals make those decisions?
Where we really focused was on the different variables and the different sources of risk in the business arrangement, and trying to emphasize how do you look at those and what are the different contract types that address those, and really to guide the thought process. So we didn't do the "in this circumstance, you use this," but we gave examples of the sort of conditions that would make you lean towards one contract type or another. So it's all about people being engaged and thinking about what will achieve the desired outcomes. We try to be specific without dictating, so that people have a good sense of what those contract types are and when it would be appropriate to use them, and really trying to focus on the thought process associated with that. It is our business arrangement with industry. It should be clear what we're trying to achieve, and the contract should reinforce the achievements we're trying to get to.
Now, this contract type guidebook is not necessarily new. It's more of an update. Talk a little bit about what are you updating and how does risk play into it this time versus maybe the last time you guys updated it, which, let's start, when was the last update?
I don't know, which probably tells you something. So really, one of the genesis behind it was alignment with better buying power, where there is a strong emphasis on proper structure of incentives. So we do address incentives fairly heavily within the guide, not because that's the only contract type, but perhaps that's one more complicated to structure correctly to achieve what we're the outcomes we're desiring. So there's a lot of discussion associated with incentives and how do you structure an incentive. What we want is not people who understand how the formulas work. How do you calculate a ceiling price? How do you calculate the point of total assumption? We want people to think through what those mean. What is the risk inherent in each of those positions on the share line, the geometry of the incentive, and have the risk drive the structuring of the geometry, not just taking a formulaic approach. We have a lot of people who may not use incentive contracts on a regular basis. So we want to reemphasize the learning they achieved during their initial training and give them that guidebook to help literally guide the structuring of the incentive and thinking through, okay, if there's so much, when you negotiate a target cost, how much risk is already inherent in that target cost? How much risk may still materialize? What is a fair profit for industry to earn if that risk does materialize? Using that thought process, you almost, the structure almost writes itself. But you have to understand the risk, how that risk might manifest, and how that risk, what percentage of that risk industry really can influence, and factor that into what the profitability should be if it does manifest. itself. So it's really a different way, not a formulaic way, but it's a business risk analysis associated with the total structure of the deal.
You put out a guide like this, you got to somehow get people to use it. Otherwise, the common term is shelfware, right? So how are you guys going to educate, train people?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that, and I should say I've worked on this guidebook in concert with Shay Assad, who's a director of defense pricing, who is heavily engaged in the structure of a number of our large business deals, coaching and mentoring our contracting officers who are negotiating that. This summer, in concert with CAPE, we will be conducting a pricing training symposium associated with bringing in our individuals who are involved in pricing some of these major deals, programmatically as well as contractually, and walking them through the guidebook. The guidebook is capturing the philosophy that we've been espousing for the last few years. It's just giving people a actual reference guide to reinforce what we've been telling and teaching people in the classes.
You also mentioned the other thing about this is the idea of a source selection guide. Talk a little bit about that. That is an update as well, or is that something that's new, and what's the timing on that?
In both cases, we're in the final revisions. When you put a guidebook out, you want to make sure that you're really covering a wide range of possibilities, and you want to have a bunch of different eyes look at it. We did not write this just with the goal of contracting officers and contracting professionals are the only people who are going to use this. Acquisition is a team sport, so we wanted those different perspectives reflected in these guidebooks as we're going forward. So we spent a lot of time engaging with the various stakeholders. They are both updates, and in both cases, we're in the final stages of the minor editorial, happy to glad changes. We're not talking about significant changes, which is why I'm relatively confident that we will have those out this month. But it really is important to get those right, and we don't have to get it perfect. We can always do better, and we reserve the right to get smarter. But we want to put those out in a good format where they really are useful off the bat for everybody.
And the source selection guidebook, can you just give me a little bit more about what that's going to cover?
It's emphasis of the total team approach to engagement in the source selection process from the onset. Emphasis on early engagement with industry to make sure that we're getting our requirements right and that we are clearly communicating to industry what is important to us so they don't have to guess and so it's clear what they need to do to win. We also are emphasizing not making source selections overly complex. If we make the schema for evaluation overly complicated, overly complex, we may not get to the outcome we desire in terms of the true best value. And we also create confusion, and confusion both in terms of what we want and confusion in terms of getting to that best value outcome. So emphasis on that, and then also an emphasis on communicating upfront what truly is important to us from a value perspective, and in cases where it makes sense, quantifying that and communicating that upfront in terms of how we will adjust the evaluated price to account for that enhanced performance that's desirable from an end user perspective.
Claire Grady is DoD's Director of Defense Procurement and Acquisition Policy. You can learn more about the updates to DoD's guidebooks for contracting officers on federalnewsradio.com.